What's wrong with you people?
Welcome to Not Another Baptist Podcast. My name is Matt, and I am the pastor of Plymouth Park Baptist Church in Irving, Texas, and I'm joined by Kyle Bierman, who serves with the North American Mission Board, and we are delighted that you have joined us for a chat about Easter follow-up. We hope that you had an absolutely wonderful Easter with your church family. Now comes the fun part. Now comes following up, making it stick, whatever it may be. You know, we've talked before about, hey, don't make fun of the Christmas and Easter folks that just show up on those two holidays. Hey, how are you going to pursue them? How are you going to follow up with them? And so, this is now after Easter, so we are going to assume that literally everything in the world went right, that there was no problems with your sound, no problems with your lighting. All of the slides just moved as smooth as butter, and no issues whatsoever. Greatest sermon ever preached at such and such Baptist church. Great invitation. The altar was full, everything else. Now we come to the follow-up. Obviously, we know that, you know, maybe you did not have that same experience. Maybe the slides acted up a little bit. Your lights went off mid-service. You know, sound had some feedback. You know, maybe nobody came forward, but hopefully you had a few folks that filled out a guest information card, visitor information card, and now let's talk through some ways to follow up. Now, it is now Friday. Easter was a few days ago, and, you know, so now it's a little too late for this one. Usually my first one is if I get the invitation card, I will send a text right then to that person. Hey, this is Pastor Matt. Thank you for joining with us. And so it's not too late to do that, but it is not the, you know, Sunday afternoon. It's not Monday morning. So if you have that and you have a number for them, step one, send them a text. If your church is like 10,000 people strong, maybe you're not going to send a personal text message to each and every visitor, but people listening to this are probably not in that demographic. Take whatever number you got that's a cell number and just send them a text. Say, hey, my name is Pastor Matt Hensley. Just wanted to thank you for worshiping with us on Easter and just wanted to see if there was anything I can pray for you about. Like something simple like that that's just not off-putting or a heavy-handed, hey, will we see you this Sunday? You know, something like that. Just go at it a little slow. Say, hey, is there anything going on that we can be praying for you about? And then send that. And see what happens. Kyle, why do you think maybe a text message would be great?
Well, a text message is non-threatening, right? You're not going to interrupt anything when you send a text message. They can respond to that at their convenience. Isn't it weird that how in our world now, like a phone call is disrupting, right? Because inevitably, no phone call ever comes in at a good time.
No.
When you can answer it, right? It's always going to come in the middle of a conversation or, you know, for me, if I haven't been on the phone all day long, as soon as I call someone, I'm going to get two calls that come in right at that moment. Yeah. So a text message is, again, it's a very simple way to respond and it gives folks the option to respond whenever they're able to do that.
Yeah.
And here's the great thing. If you have important information in a text message, folks can find it, right? Where they're not having to go back and think, man, what did he say in that phone call?
Yeah.
When I was probably thinking about something else.
Yeah.
What was the important information that he told me, right? If it's in a text message, it's there. They can go back and look at it and be reminded.
For sure. So since this is Friday now, our take is ultimately text as soon as possible. Send a text. That also shows that you're approachable, that you're the pastor of the church or one of the pastors of the church, and you care enough about them that you're going to give them your own personal cell phone number. And, you know, with that, you got to be good with that. So if you're not approachable, probably don't do that one. Skip that one and go to the next one. But that's one that from the beginning, I know a pastor in Plano, Texas, a good buddy of mine, Craig Kurt, our girls call him CC. He is three of our girls' favorite friend of mine. They have all of my friends ranked, and Craig Curry is number one for three of them. They call him Cincy. Craig, during the welcome, I think it's the welcome at the church, throws his personal cell phone up there and says, hey, send me a text and tell me you're here. And in the afternoon, he follows up with every single one of them and thanks them for coming and everything else. And large church, pretty large church, throws that up there. And so I'm impressed by that. But if you got the text message, send them a text as soon as possible. Number dos, follow up a little bit later, a couple of days later, with a more formal, but not like over, like don't put too much on it, whatever, but hey, send them an email. If you got an email, so your visitor information card should hopefully have their name that you can, you know, say, hey, Kyle, or hey, you know, Bierman family, whatever it might be. And hopefully you got a cell phone, hopefully you got an email, hopefully you got an address, because that's going to be a next one. But send an email that's, you know, hey, Kyle, so glad you joined us for worship on Easter. Just wanted to let you know some of the stuff that we have going on Wednesdays. We have our kids programs, you know, our youth programs, our choir programs, a prayer meeting. And Sundays, we have Sunday school at 9:30 and worship at 10:45. Would hope to see you soon. Like something really simple. If I can answer any questions about our church, about plugging into the church, just a simple, engaging follow-up with them by email. Kyle, talk us through that one, why that helps.
Yeah. So again, people are busy, right? Maybe they got a text message and for whatever reason, they weren't able to respond at that moment. And it got buried within, you know, a few minutes by other text messages, especially if you're like Matt and you have like 3,000 unread text messages and it takes 3 days to respond when I send you something.
Excuse me. To fact check this right now, that number is 27.
Oh, okay.
Also,
okay.
Because last night I went through and
deleted the other 3,000.
Deleted the other 3,000. Yeah.
So again, a follow up. It can be just a simple reminder, right? And in their mind, it might spark. Oh, yeah, I meant to respond to that thing, and now I can, right? Or oh, yes, I wanted to put that thing on my calendar, and now I can. It's just a reminder, right? It's not to keep badgering them, but it's just a simple, hey, you know. Yes, we are really glad that you're here, that you came, and here's some things that you can do to follow up with that. Yeah. So, yeah, good idea.
And if you're open to it and willing to receive it humbly and everything else, ask them how their visit went.
Yeah,
were you welcomed? Were you encouraged by the preaching, or you know whatever it might be? Get their feedback on the service and almost use that as a way to maybe improve. And because that's, you know, sometimes we, you know, we see all of the same stains in the carpet. We see all of the same cracks in the, you know, the walls or whatever else. And maybe that's where you're just reminded that there's some stuff that we kind of need to address around here. Like yeah. We didn't know where to go, or we, you know, felt like we didn't, you know, like the kids' room could use a little work, whatever it might be. Like be willing to take that, you know, that feedback and do something about it. Follow that up with a couple of days after that, maybe the next week, something along those lines. If you got an address, maybe you drop off some home-baked cookies. You know, mm-hmm. Churches that are small enough, you might have some ladies that say, hey, we had a number of, you know, visitors for Easter, would love to have some home-baked cookies that we can take to them and, you know, give them as a gift, and then go and follow up and either drop it off. Don't belabor the point. You don't have to sit there and try and invite yourself in. But, you know, hey, it's either you or somebody else from a church, maybe even better, the Sunday school teacher for that class, that you could pass that on to another person. So it's not just you doing all of the follow-up. You know, pass this on a bit. And maybe that Sunday school teacher and a couple of people from the class just pops by and say, hey, we just are so glad you were here. And I am so-and-so with the, you know, adult two Sundays, whatever your name is. And we just wanted to bring you some cookies and tell you we appreciate you, and leave it at that. Offer to pray with them and head out.
Yeah.
And then that's another personal touch from the church that will go a long way. Kyle, talk us through that.
Yeah. Again, you're not trying to badger them, right? But you do want to let them know that you appreciated them coming, that you hope that they'll, if they're looking for a church home, if they're, you know, experiencing some need in their life, it's just a chance to follow up and have a touch point in their life. And like you said, maybe it doesn't lead anywhere beyond that, right? Maybe you drop off some cookies and they say, thank you very much. And that's it. That might open up a whole conversation. And so you've got to be open either way, whichever way that goes and whichever way the Holy Spirit may direct. But again, it's just, it's an opportunity to let folks know we appreciate you coming, right? We care about you. We want to know your story if you want to tell it. And again, you leave it at that, right? You don't try to force yourself in. Matt, what happens if you go and they are not home?
Leave it in the mailbox.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
I think that is illegal.
You know, you probably don't want it sitting down on the ground. Right. So you might have one of those, you know, you might think through along the door hanger side. There's a lot of different sides where maybe you can put those cookies in a Ziploc baggie or whatever in the door hanger with an invitation to the church or something along those lines. Usually this might require a phone call to say, hey, we have something we want to drop off. And when would be a good time?
Hey, and hey, if there's a Ring doorbell, I mean, you can always push it. And I mean, that gives you a chance to leave a personal video message.
Bro, my favorite. Okay, ADD moment. My favorite my favorite Instagram reels right now is this guy that, like, he goes to his neighbor's
house. Hey, neighbor.
You know, hope I see you in church. Here we go. Are you ready for you? Let's go. And I die laughing every single time. And those corniest dad jokes ever. So, hopefully you're not having a family argument in front of their Ring doorbell. Drop it off, tell them you love them, and then maybe you'll see them soon. Basically, just think through a steady, non-badgering thing. So you're not wanting to send the text, the email, and knock on the door within an hour of one another. You're wanting to kind of spread this out. Let them know that you actually do care. And it will go a long way. So a text message as soon as possible, email maybe midweek, a couple of days later, and then follow up with some kind of a personal visit of some kind, maybe a Sunday school teacher, if it's a youth or whatever, the youth pastor or youth director, whatever it might be, and just let them know you care. And another one, I mean, phone can be one, give the call, but kind of like we talked about before, a lot of people just don't want to be on the phone. And so I don't recommend the phone. I know plenty of people that do. It's fine. It's not a horrible thing, but I don't like being on the phone. So usually I kind of go by the golden rule there. Unless they want me to call or they call, I usually don't use the phone. Yeah. So,
Colin, yeah. And I would say in each of these, right, give an opportunity for them to follow up as well. Right. So, you know, if obviously it's a pastor, you probably don't want to do coffee with a female by yourself. But you know, you can say, hey, here are some follow-up opportunities. You know, if it is a male, you can say, hey, I would love to grab lunch or coffee. If it's a family, I would love to grab lunch or coffee with y'all sometime soon. But give opportunities for follow-up where then you can meet them, and get to know a little bit deeper about their story and what brought them to your church. And maybe that's a spot where you can really dive in and say, tell me about your visit. You know, that would give a great opportunity in a non-threatening environment to get some feedback about how well your church is doing some things connecting with first-time guests.
Yep. Well, we hope you had a wonderful Easter and that the Sunday following Easter is great too. You may not have record-setting attendance, or you might. Who knows? Maybe every single person that came on Easter will come back, but most likely they won't. But Christ is just as risen today as he will be Sunday and as he was on Easter Sunday. And so proclaim it and keep trusting him to lead, guide, and direct your wonderful church as y'all revitalize, as you replant, as you continue to grow, and ultimately continue to aim to glorify him. Kyle, send us out.
Yep. Hey, thanks for listening. And until next time, may your coffee be as black as night and as bold as the gospel you declare.
What's wrong with you people?